Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. As America's unified border agency, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, works tirelessly to detect illicit trafficking of people, drugs, weapons, money, while also facilitating the flow of cross-border commerce and tourism. The border environment in which CBP works is dynamic and requires continual adaptation to respond to emerging threats and rapidly changing conditions. The U.S. Border Patrol plays a significant role in making this happen. How is the U.S. Border Patrol securing America's borders? What are some of the challenges in this area? And how is the Border Patrol using technology to meet its mission? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Carla Provost, Acting Chief of the U.S. Border Patrol within the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Carla, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate being here.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Don Fenhagen. Don, welcome.
Thank you.
So before we get into specific initiatives, perhaps you could give us an overview of the history and mission of the U.S. Border Patrol. How many miles of border are you charged with covering?
Certainly. So, you know, we just celebrated the 93rd anniversary of the Border Patrol birthday. So 1924, we've been around since then. And really in that time, our overarching mission hasn't changed that much, though the Border Patrol is very flexible and we adapt to different, maybe more specific missions. But our overarching mission has always been the same, and that's to protect our nation and our borders from anyone who would come through to do harm to this country. In general terms, that's the overarching mission.
And what's the size of, like, what's the mileage you're covering, if you will?
So along the southwest border with Mexico, we have approximately 1,900 miles. On our northern border with Canada, about 4,000 miles. And about 2,000 miles of coastline that we patrol.
Okay. So going from generals to specific, how is your office or the Border Patrol organized? What's the size of your budget? And what are the number of folks that report to you?
Well, we have approximately 19,000 agents nationwide, spread out across 20 sectors. We have 9 along the southwest border. We have 8 sectors along the northern border and 3 on the coastal borders, to include Puerto Rico. So the frontline agents, the 19,000 or so, are spread out throughout those sectors, and we have stations within the sectors then. So I have 20 sector chief patrol agents, as well as the Border Patrol Academy and a special operations group who report to my office here in headquarters. So I oversee all of those operations. Our budget runs about $4.3 billion per year, which is about 30% of CBP's overall budget.
So what are your specific responsibilities as the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol?
Well, as I said before, I oversee all of the operations for all 20 sectors, plus the academy and special operations group. I'm really the chief operating officer, report to the commissioner, and ultimately to the Department of Homeland Security as well. I am here to as well be the representative for our frontline agents to ensure that they get the tools and the equipment that they need to be able to do their job safely.
Great, great. And how does that kind of support the overall missions of the rest of CBP? You have some very diverse missions, and how do you guys play together?
For CBP, really our main missions are to protect the country from those that would do harm, whether it's through illegally entering the country or even facilitating legal entry through the ports of entry with our partners at the Office of Field Operations, as well as facilitating legal trade through the Office of Trade.
So given your portfolio and the number of folks and the significant mission that you have, what are some of the top challenges you face and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Well, right now, I would say one of our top challenges is recruitment efforts. As I know you know, the president has put out an executive order for us to hire 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, and there's a lot of competition out there when it comes to law enforcement right now. We're competing with other federal agencies, state and local as well. It's just a very limited pool of applicants in the law enforcement realm. So that's one of our biggest challenges at this point. Not to mention we are down about 2,000 agents from where we are supposed to be in our baseline to begin with.
Again, I want to congratulate you on taking this new role on with the Border Patrol.
Thank you.
Definitely an exciting time to be doing this and a challenging time. What surprised you the most since taking this on?
Well, I think for the day-to-day operations, there haven't been any real big surprises for me there. And the aspect is, having been the sitting deputy chief, and that's my permanent role for the Border Patrol, I pretty much knew the expectations. But that being said, just recently, I think with the changes within the Department of Homeland Security and Secretary Kelly going over to become the chief of staff, big loss for us, though I think very good for the administration. He has really been a supporter of our frontline troops, and coming from his military background and being an operator, I think he really understands the challenges that our frontline agents face on a day-to-day basis.
So could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your career path? How did you get to where you are today?
So I've got a little over 25 years in law enforcement, started off as a police officer in Kansas.
Oh.
I joined the Border Patrol in January of 1995, and was originally stationed in Douglas, Arizona, which back then was a very, very busy location for us. I spent 11 and a half years there as both a frontline agent, a first-line supervisor, and a second-line supervisor, which would be, back then, was considered a field operations supervisor. Then I transferred over to Yuma, Arizona in 2006 because I was looking to go where it was the busiest. And it was the busiest place in the country at that time. And then about a year later, after Operation Jumpstart and a lot of support in infrastructure, barriers, the numbers dropped dramatically. So I was there as a sector staff officer. Then I went out and ran my own Border Patrol station in Welton, Arizona for a couple of years. Then I was the deputy chief patrol agent of the El Paso, Texas sector. And ultimately, after that, the chief patrol agent of the El Centro, California Border Patrol sector. Did that for 2.5 years. And then I stepped outside of my uniform for a year at the request of senior leadership within CBP, and I went over to be the deputy assistant commissioner of the Office of Professional Responsibility. So I did that for a year until this last October when I took on the role as deputy chief of the U.S. Border Patrol. And then in April, I became the acting chief.
So given your background, both on the front line and now as a leader of the organization, to your mind, what makes an effective leader? And perhaps you could illustrate, how has your principles influenced your leadership style?
Certainly. Well, you know, you mentioned, Michael, you mentioned principles, and I think integrity first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Is key to leadership, particularly in a law enforcement agency. But I would also say humility. Being a humble leader is something that I have found is the type of leader that I have followed and I think has worked well for me, realizing what all of the men and women that I work with bring to the table, and that by no means am I the subject matter expert. So knowing that what they bring to the table and how that can support me. And then I think you have to be a communicator, especially in today's day and age and how fast messages get out. You want to make sure you get the right message out to our men and women. And that is very, very difficult to do, especially in an organization with over 20,000 people when you add our support personnel.
What are the strategic priorities for the U.S. Border Patrol? We will ask its acting chief, Carla Provost, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.